Welcome everyone to the Kanto Cast. I'm Tristan.
I'm Jeff.
And come on into the casino because we're about to talk all things Star Wars and geek.
So grab a blue milk.
And get some Wampa Jerky.
Pull up with your favorite Tauntaun.
Because we are about to get things started.
You may want to buckle up, baby.
Welcome, everyone, back to the Kanto Cast. I'm Tristan.
I'm Jeff.
And today we have a very, very exciting episode. We've got a lot of big things happening, some cool stuff announced, and of course, Jeff, 2020, it seems like it really is just the year for everything that can go wrong will go wrong. And, how have you been gutting through recently?
It's been a struggle because most of you guys know that follow me on Twitter or friends with me on Facebook know back 18 days ago on the 1st of October, my wife and I had to put our Rottweiler down. Her kidneys were finally having it. She couldn't walk anymore, so we didn't want to put her through any more pain, even though she was in pain. We knew.
Yeah.
So I couldn't watch her like that. So yeah, so that to me that just put a capper on my 2020. And I wish we could just like delete 2020 altogether, just skip it.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. That'll do it. 2020 has been, there's just nothing good has seemed to come of it so far.
No.
It's just brutal. I mean, outright brutal to everyone. It's
crazy. Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Freaking Van Halen. And I think after that, there was a couple more that went real quick. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And actually with Eddie's, that one hit me pretty hard because I knew about his cancer, but I heard, you know, it was being managed and he was in remission, but it came back, but it wasn't that serious. And then I guess when it did get serious, he kept it really quiet. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know about that. And all of a sudden I just come back from my lunch break one day at work and I see the headline and I was like, what? I'm like, really? And yeah, I started reading the story and I'm like, oh my God. He's another one that's like, Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
Like him. He kept his quiet too. That was a shock.
Yep.
And I was like, damn, I said, I guess Black Panther 2 is not happening now.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it does, it won't be the same. That's for sure.
No. I don't want them to recast. If anything, in one of these MCU movies coming up, it would be really nice to see them do something like, oh, this happened to Black Panther and he's no longer, you know, like have a memorial or something for him and show that he went. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, I don't want him to recast. I really don't. He's Black Panther to me. So,
yeah, it's just, you know, the 2020 has taken far too many.
Yeah.
Far too many, and some of, you know, our great talents in Chadwick Boseman and Eddie Van Halen, you know, two people that had a profound impact on their respective industries and were just, you know, seemed to be all around really good people, you know, and just gone, you know, just very unfairly taken.
And, I'm just hoping. Now, I hope I'm not putting a jinx on this, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get some tweets saying, why did you even mention it? But we just need to get through the rest of this month, next month, and December. We just get through 2020 before anything happens to Mr. Hamill or Mr. Ford.
Oh, you said it. man.
I've been thinking it, though. I'm like, if anything, this is the year.
And, you're scaring me. You're like, I am actually scared now.
And we're just, you know, they're just going to pour it on. So, But
2020 is, man, I can't even describe in words how much I hate this year. It's been awful. You know, everyone, you know, has been, I got furloughed, my dad got furloughed, and that's just the least of our worries, you know, like,
right.
And that alone just sucks, right? It does just totally suck.
And with what happened to my dad late last year with his, not sure if it was some kind of stroke, but they called it like a heart block or something like that. With what happened to him last year and him, the doctor saying it was a miracle he survived without brain damage or anything. Mm. I'm just, add my dad's name to that list. Please get me to the end of December without anything happening to my dad again. So,
yeah.
And it's just, it's nuts. Everything that's going wrong is going wrong this year. So I'm like, please don't let anything happen like that to my dad again. Cause if it does, he most likely won't survive it this time.
Yeah.
So,
it's been, a very cruel and unusual and inhumane year. I mean, literally, I'm not even joking when I say that, like, it's just been not fair to anyone. All we can do is turn and look to the great things, you know, like that are coming out, like, you know, Mando, the holiday special.
There you go. You know, good transition.
Yeah, and you know, just stuff like that. All we can do is just, you know, in whatever way we can safely, you know, I guess, come together. And we can't even do that this year, right? We can't even sit down with our family at the dinner table this year because of there's the pandemic. And we
at least me and my wife's Thanksgiving this year is just a dinner for two. So
yeah, I think for me, it's like we'll be with our immediate family. Hopefully, you know, I get to see some of my, you know, my extended family that's in Texas, and that's it, you know. Yeah. I can only hope for that. We haven't made any plans yet. But
I'm just hoping my family could actually get together for the Christmas holidays, you know, a nice social distancing Christmas holiday, because we're missing out on Thanksgiving, which is usually our big family holiday every year. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I totally expected to be going to my parents this year because I thought, oh yeah, my mom will work something out where, well, you four can eat out in this room and I have a table set up in this room, you know, for the kids, and me and your father will be, you know, in another room.
Right.
But nah, she decided to skip it all together because she'd rather be safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I don't blame her at all for, but, and yeah. Like, and then my sister, I saw my sister posted a article on her Facebook that said they canceled the Macy's Day Parade. And I told her, I said, well, what the hell am I supposed to watch Thanksgiving morning?
Yeah.
That's one of my traditions. And she did tell me, she was like, they're going to be putting on, like, I don't know if they're pre-taped performances like they do in front of Macy's.
Yeah.
And airing that in its place. And I was like, well, I guess I'll give me something to watch. So, because I'm pretty sure he's streaming it on that NBC's new streaming, that Peacock.
Okay.
I think that I'm pretty sure they'll be streaming on there because I'm still trying to get used to not having cable, missing out on watching my football and stuff. But
yeah. But, yeah, well, hey, if it's any consolation, whenever I move down to Texas, especially because I'm like near the Houston area, if there's anything that comes on football wise NFL Sunday, it is always the Texans. And as a Colts fan, that drives me crazy.
Right.
Your division rival is the one that gets the airtime, you know, on the on the Sunday afternoon slot.
I understand. Yeah. That's why my friends were surprised, because I grew up in this area and I still live in this area. I'm from this area, and everyone expects you to either be a Philadelphia Eagles fan, which is more of this general area because we're only 2 hours out from Philadelphia. Yeah. We're 4 hours out from Pittsburgh, but we also have a lot of Pittsburgh fans living here. Mm-hmm. And I was a Washington football team fan.
Yeah.
Because of my dad. My dad was a fan growing up, and I just rooted for the team my dad rooted for. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, every Sunday here we get Eagles games and Steelers games. But on occasion, when they're off or they're in a different time slot, since we're close to D.C. and Baltimore, we will get a Washington game every now and then. So,
yeah, yeah.
Like today, I think, because I found out I could watch some game, at least some NFL games on my phone, because if you get the Yahoo Sports app, they give you live NFL streaming games every week.
Wow.
Which I did not know.
I didn't know that either.
And
I think.
And well, I almost said the Redskins. The Washington football team's game against the Giants are one of the games featured on the app this week. So I'll actually get to see him play.
Yeah, yeah, that is good. Now, with that being said, I know, you know, at least two games out of the year, I'll get to see the Colts play because, you know, they play the Texans, you know, right, twice because they're in the same division. And then anytime they're on, you know, the primetime slots, whether that be Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night, you know, I'll get to see those. And then there's also the occasional, you know, oh, hey, the Colts play at, you know, 3:30. So as soon as the, you know, Texans game is done, because the Texans usually have the noon games.
Right.
Then the Colts might be able to come on depending on, you know, where they're playing geographically. And I can tune into that. Yeah. So, you know, there's always that. And NFC-wise, the Cowboys are they're the team that I adopted when I moved down to Texas. I call them my adopted team. So I normally get to see the Cowboys play in the evening, so it's not too bad. But
I adopted a Pennsylvania team when I was younger, and it just happened to be the Steelers because my mom loved Terry Bradshaw.
She had
a crush on Terry Bradshaw, so that was her team. And just like my dad, I would be like, okay, there's my adopted Pennsylvania team. I'll be a Steelers fan, too.
Yeah.
So,
my mom actually was a Broncos fan. And so I I still like the Broncos. Don't get me wrong. One of my favorite players from A&M, Von Miller, is,
right,
you know, a star on the Broncos. And then, of course, whenever Peyton Manning went from the Colts to the Broncos, I very loyally followed him over and became a Broncos fan for that era. So I still like the Broncos a lot, and I've been to Denver before. I think Denver is such a cool city. Colorado is a really cool state overall, but they're another team I really, really like. And I think if, you know, I ended up out in Colorado one day, I'd be A-okay with that. So, it is kind of weird, though, not being in your, like, team's geographical area.
Yeah, that's why I decided to go ahead and, well, I was a kid, like I said, when I adopted the Steelers, but it was a good thing I did, because at least the weekends that I couldn't watch Washington, at least I was able to watch the Steelers every week, so.
Yeah. It definitely helps. Now, of course, I refuse to adopt just about any Houston team, actually. That goes for the, as a Cubs fan, too, because, you know, I was from Indianapolis originally. Indianapolis doesn't have an MLB team.
Right.
So you're either a Reds fan or a Cubs fan. And because actually my dad's side of the family grew up in Illinois, just outside of Chicago, they were all Cubbies fans. So, you know, that's how I became a Cubs fan, was through that way. But,
You don't want to cheat for or cheat. You don't want to cheer for cheaters anyway. So
yeah, no kidding. I was very happy to see them lose last night. Yep.
And go Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I guess the Braves, they've lost two in a row.
It's anybody's game tonight.
It is. It really is. Game seven is. It really is anyone's game at that point.
I can't believe both championship series though came down to game sevens when both of them looked like they were going to be swept swept or at least done in five.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the Braves would have been out five.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, right when Tampa Bay beat my Yankees, I was like, oh, I'm cheering for Tampa Bay now. Because they're going against the cheaters, and I'm not cheering for the cheaters.
It always makes your team look good whenever they lose to the championship winners, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, well, of course, yeah.
I mean, I would have loved if the Yankees were able to win that game five and go to the championship series because I wanted them so bad to meet the Astros because we didn't play them all year. And I know a lot of those players were hungry to beat, you know, play them and beat them because of what happened last year.
Yeah. So, well, it was painful to watch the Cubs get swept by the Marlins.
Yeah.
Not a stark contrast, because we've, of course, had it super rough, but it was not the 2016 run that I was hoping for. So, right.
Yeah. Playoffs this year were so weird.
Yeah, they were.
With that extra round, and you had the Astros with a losing record being in the playoffs.
Yeah. How do they manage that, man? How do they manage that?
I'm like, that's just not right.
The only other time I really see that is whenever, you know, in the wild card in the NFL, there'll be a team with a losing record that just squeaks in there because they're just happen to be the next best pick, you know, for the wild card. But then they normally just get destroyed by whoever they play.
Right.
You know, because like you have like a team that just missed out on the top two slots playing a team with a losing record, and it's normally just a blowout of a playoff game. But
and it was really weird to see, like, that first round, it was the best out of three,
right?
And the divisional rounds was always best out of five. Mm-hmm. And then championship and World Series, at least they're both still best out of seven. So
yeah. Yep.
But yeah, I'll be really interested to see who ends up facing Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay might be the pandemic championship town.
Yeah.
They won the Stanley Cup, and here they're on the verge of maybe winning the World Series.
Mm-hmm. That would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be something talking about being the pandemic championship town if somehow Brady led them to a ring?
Oh my goodness. That would be
That would be crazy.
One, that would be sweet because it'd be showing up Belichick.
Yeah, that's true.
But oh yeah. That would be really cool.
I just think that honestly, you know, I think the Saints will get the better of them this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Breeze has the entire franchise built up, and this is Brady's year one. Right. So, and that's not to say the Buccaneers, they've looked really, really good. Mike Evans, a former Aggie, actually. I was watching him play in College Station. He obviously has done extremely well this season, and he's done well in his career. So, Brady has a lot of talent there. Not to count out anyone, but. Right. Yeah.
So you can count out just about. I really truly believe the team that's going to win the NFC East is going to win that division with a losing record. Because
the East.
Yeah, the Cowboys, the Giants, Eagles, and the Washington football team.
For some reason, my mind was still stuck on the South, and I was I don't know if the Saints or the Bucks are going to have a losing record.
No, that. If you look at the NFC East right now, all four of those teams are not looking really good.
Yeah, no, the NFC East, it's really weird. I feel like either they can't find a happy medium. Either they're dominating and like they'll go to the Super Bowl, or they will just suck.
Yeah.
And it's like either the NFC East is, whatever reason, really, really good, and they're going to make some deep playoff runs. We saw that with the Giants when they beat the Patriots both times.
Yeah.
You know, they came in as a wild card team, I think, both times as well. And they made a run. And that happens in the East. You'll have a team that rises up at the end of the season, gets really hot. But this year, yeah, it's looking pretty embarrassing.
Because I think, is Prescott out for the entire year for the Cowboys?
Oh, he's got to be. There's no way you come back from that within a year, I would think. Mm-hmm. And even if he does, I doubt he'd be 100%. You know?
Right. Yeah, it's just I was amazed to see Alex Smith last week come in for Washington.
Yeah.
After what happened to his leg, because I'm sorry, but that was almost the exact same injury as Theismann took, and it ended Theismann's career.
Yep.
And to see Smith fight back and actually play, and he didn't play that. They didn't win the game, but he didn't play that bad.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, and I still believe in Coach Rivera. He took over a team where he has to find his type of players.
Yeah.
Before he can rebuild that team. And that's what I think he's going to do with this weird pandemic type season is I think they're going to use this season as their training camp. And yep. He's just going to look and see who he can work with during the off season. Hopefully we do have a training camp next year.
Yeah. And
because, yeah, I don't think Haskins is ready. He proved that. I mean, he had that one good game against the Eagles, and after that, nope.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he needs some work. But the other young quarterback, I'm trying to remember his name now. He didn't look that bad, but he was bad enough that Rivera said, you know what? Since Smith is active, we're going to give him a shot and see what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
And with that veteran type leadership, I think, I don't know, maybe we'll be able to win a couple more games if Smith starts the rest of the season.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
I'll check out some of the game after we get done recording and see how he's looking.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're playing the Giants, and we have a pretty good chance of winning today.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But then again, the Giants have a pretty good shot of winning today because, like I said, all the teams in that division don't look very good. Either they have a good day or they're going to have a bad day.
Yeah. So
we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think, that's as far as I got as far as sports. I mean, I could A&M won yesterday. That was good. We had a pretty decent victory over Mississippi State. Our running game and defense looked really good. No complaints there. I mean, we get a bye week before we kind of gear up for the rest of the season. But I hope that we'll be able to squeak into the top 10. And FSU did us a favor last night by winning, too.
Yeah, you're welcome.
They beat a top 10 team.
A number 5 team.
A number 5 team at that. So yeah. And there's a spot available.
That number 5 would have been North Carolina Tar Heels.
But I know.
They were able to hang on. I enjoyed the first half of that game very much. Mm-hmm. Then the second half, they had to hang on, but they did it.
Yeah.
Which made me happy and shocked at the same time, because when I saw who they were playing during the middle of the week, I was looking at the schedule, see who West Virginia was playing and who Florida State was playing. I'm like, when I saw that, I was like, at least I'll get a win out of West Virginia.
Yeah.
They were playing Kansas, and Kansas winless team. So I'm like, that's a guaranteed win. Then I looked at Florida State, and I'm like, oh, crap. I'm like, coming off of Notre Dame, now we got to go play another undefeated team.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. So I was totally expecting them to lose. I was like, please, please just don't get blown out. Because they were hanging very close with Notre Dame for a while. So.
Yeah.
And that gave me hope. So, yeah. And, wow, they really did surprise me yesterday. And I'm like, maybe they can surprise some people this year with their new coach. And their new coach can prove that it wasn't a fluke what he did at Mississippi.
Right.
Or Memphis, I mean. He coached the Memphis Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
So, Coach Norvell, I think his name is. Can't remember.
I think so. Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, he shook things up. He put a different quarterback in for last night's game, and they won.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just see where that goes.
Yep, for sure. Well, to transition, I do want to talk, and I know you do too, a little bit about Mando Season 2.
Yes, yes.
We
aren't going to talk sports this whole thing.
yes, very true. So the TV spot just came out, I guess, this past week. And that was, you know, if that didn't get your hype meter busted, you know, I don't know what will, because that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And also I heard that tomorrow night during the Monday Night Football game. I might have, even though if the teams, I really don't care about the teams, I end up not watching that. But the only reason I'll be watching tomorrow night is because there's supposed to be an exclusive sneak peek of season two during Monday Night Football.
So wow.
They're going to be showing hopefully some more like footage. So
yeah.
We'll have to wait and see.
We will. I know that's going to be a pretty, I mean, we're right in it, right? Like, we are literally within 2 weeks of, you know, season two premiering. And
right.
Man, do you have any predictions for episode one? What you think is going to happen?
Episode one, I believe we will get to see the armorer again. I'm hoping okay. She returns because we did hear her voiceover during the trailer, but that everyone knows that was taken from that one episode when they left her there and she ended up beating up all those stormtroopers, and that's the last we saw of her.
Right.
But, you know, we all know she's still alive. I think she's going to be the one to, I don't know, maybe be in communication with the Mando, you know, giving him advice on, you know, maybe check out this plan or something like that. I think she might be like researching stuff for him, because her telling him when he said, "You mean I gotta go check out these wizards, that these ancient wizards?" Mm-hmm. What do you say? Enemy wizards, because she told him the Mandos and the Jedi had differences in the past.
Yeah,
and she said this is the way. So he's going to have to suck it up and do it. I believe we'll see her again. She'll be the one that's actually sending him off, hopefully in the right direction. Or maybe even showing him how to use the freaking, his jetpack. Because we saw in that final episode of season one, he still is new doing that. So maybe she trains him a little bit. We see maybe a little training montage. But I think episode one, we're just gonna see the beginning of the child and Din Djarin on their journey to find his home planet or where he's supposed to be. Because if she told him go to these Jedi, is that does Yoda's species, which we don't know yet, do they all have force abilities? Is that whole species force sensitive? Because we know the child is. We've seen it.
Uh-huh.
So maybe he does belong with the Jedi, or maybe there is. That's what I'm hoping for, a planet of Yodas. I really am. And we finally get to know the species. We get a new species introduced into the Star Wars. And that will just give us more, just like the Ewoks, that will give us more Yodas to love. So, episode one, I think, is just the beginning of Din Djarin and the child's journey.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I really hope that we get more of just, you know, the Mando kind of on the run, running and gunning throughout the galaxy, on the journey to kind of find Yodas, baby Yodas. And I guess Yodas too, people, you know, kind of unlock maybe some more secrets about their species. Episode one may very well be the gearing up episode, right? Like, we're going to see him, like you mentioned, kind of learn more about the jetpack. Maybe the armorer will, you know, kind of equip them for their journey. And, you know, we might see some cool things like that. I don't know if we'll get to see it, but if we get to see a little bit of Cara Dune and Greef Karga, right, is his name?
Yeah.
Yep. To see some, you know, get to see them. Maybe I would love if we got kind of like a story or a side thing for them that we kind of get to, maybe not every episode, but every other episode or every once in a while, we kind of get a little bit of what they're up to.
Like, check in with them.
Exactly. See if they're doing any sort of resistance type stuff. But
yeah, since you mentioned them, I'm hoping for maybe a whole episode of just Greef and Kara. Like, just spend the whole episode with them, and maybe end that episode at the very end that episode with Din Djarin and the Baby Yoda showing up and them meeting, because the episode prior to Kara and Grief's episode, the Mando was told to go find his old friends for help.
Yeah. And,
you know, just lead, give us like a whole episode just about them doing something. And all of a sudden Din showing up with Baby Yoda and meeting with him and said, "Hey, I need your help," end the episode and then start the story again the next episode.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool. I definitely think that at some point, obviously in the show, we're going to get to see the Darksaber in action.
Oh, yes.
Now, what is going to be fought against the Darksaber? That's what I was wondering, you know, because like the Darksaber, with nothing else of equivalent, you know, being a lightsaber or otherwise, like that's not really, I mean, that's a very overpowered thing to have in that situation, especially right. In close quarters. So I don't know if, you know, this is me just kind of just saying the first thing that comes to my mind, but what if we got to see Ahsoka take on whoever is wielding the Darksaber, which will probably be the Imperial Moff, right. What's his name?
Gideon?
Moff Gideon. Yeah, Moff Gideon. Yep. If we saw Moff Gideon versus Ahsoka, that would be pretty interesting. Yeah. And right. I am very hesitant to just say, oh yeah, throw all these characters, you know, just litter them into the series. But
right.
I feel like that could be done very tastefully.
Yeah. That I was just room. About to bring up one. Mm-hmm. I know some people are like, oh my God, we don't need all these characters. This is turning into a fan servicey type series and I'm done. But like you said, right. I think they can, if they do it the right way, which they can bring the character I'm about to mention in the right way because of the Darksaber. Uh-huh. Yes, we all know it. We were all told Ahsoka is going to be in season 2. Everyone's suspecting it to be, oh my goodness, why am I forgetting her name now? Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
But Rosario didn't confirm that. She just, when asked, she just said, that would be cool. Because she's not giving anything away yet.
Right, right.
So, but we know Ahsoka's going to be in season 2. Yes, you introduce Ahsoka with her being the first one to try to get the Darksaber away from Gideon. But one of the last people that we knew had it was Sabine Wren. And she's a Mandalorian. This is a Mandalorian series. You can bring her in just for maybe half an episode so she can reclaim the Darksaber or try to reclaim it for her people. So that would be cool if they brought her in. Now, I don't think Sasha Banks is playing Sabine. I think we talked about this last time when we talked about the trailer.
Right.
I think Sasha's going to be playing either a bounty hunter or a fallen Jedi or someone working for Gideon.
Yeah.
We see her, the only clip we see of her in the trailer, she obviously following or keeping her eye on the Mando and Baby Yoda and trying not to be seen. So is she stalking them because she's working for Gideon or a remnant of the Empire? Or is she doing it because she's a fallen Jedi and she's looking to help them get Baby Yoda to where he needs to go? So just don't know yet.
Yeah. It really will be interesting to see. And I think, you know, to further expand on that point, too, is that, you know, the Empire, I think, and especially, we even saw this in season 1, is obviously having to do things in a very unconventional manner to what they were doing, right, in the original trilogy.
Right.
And we saw that with, you know, them trying to kind of go, having to go rogue and hire people like the Mandalorian to capture something like a Baby Yoda, right? And of course, obviously, that was a huge backfire for the Empire, because the Mandalorian obviously couldn't just give up the child to be tortured by the Empire.
Right.
And so, you know, ended up running away with Baby Yoda, right? And, you know, spawn in one of the greatest Star Wars TV shows ever. I do like that idea of there kind of being these undercover assassin, dark figure type people for the Empire trying to do the dirty work. That's something we might see. You know, we might see the Mando run into that. You know, maybe there's no presence of like an Imperial force in the area, but there is some sort of agent, you know, running around on wherever he's at, kind of, you know, giving him some trouble. So there could be a lot of that, and that could be exactly what, you know, we were seeing in the trailer. I would expect personally, at least Moff Gideon, to try some very unconventional ways of trying to, you know, take Baby Yoda or do whatever he's going to do to, you know, the Mando. And that might be a lot of what season two is going to be about, is him, not really be able to trust anyone, because there's basically just him and the few of his allies versus like everyone else, right, in the Outer Rim. So it's going to be pretty interesting to kind of see that play out. And I think that if they really, you know, focus on that and the whole kind of mystery behind Baby Yoda, and they really have fun with those two things, I think that it's going to be an awesome second season that we're going to get.
Yeah. And I also saw recently, when I was recording an episode of the Blue Mill Cafe yesterday, I was looking on Star Wars News Net to see if there was any, you know, recent news articles that caught my eye that I would be able to, you know, talk about briefly.
Uh-huh.
And the one that I did end up talking about was, shoot, now I'm trying to figure out what it was. Oh, the TV spot on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
But there was also one I think I saw where Jon Favreau has confirmed the start date for filming season 3.
Oh, wow.
So, did Jon just give away that, hey, we did get renewed? If you didn't know, we got renewed.
I mean, I would think The Mandalorian would be the one of the things that's just an automatic renewal, right?
Right.
Because the first one just exploded in popularity.
Right. I mean,
and
tell you the truth, I wouldn't mind if this thing went like 10 seasons. I think they can do it. I really do.
I mean, if there was 10 seasons worth of story to tell, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't want them to go like some sitcoms, and some of these sitcoms were my favorites. Like, I believe after, I think it may have been the 7th or 8th season, I think should have been the last season of Friends, but that went on a couple more seasons too long, I think.
Yeah.
Some people say Seinfeld
yeah.
should have ended after season 8 because season 9 was terrible. I disagree, because there were some episodes in season 9 that are my favorite episodes.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, some sitcoms just go on a couple seasons too long because, oh, we're popular, let's see if we can push it.
Right.
But I don't want that to happen. I think Jon Favreau's a very good TV and filmmaker. He's going to know when he makes the season he's going to know when he starts making the final season, and he's going to figure out maybe halfway through the season going, you guys, we're going to announce this is going to be our last season because I think I have a way to wrap it up.
Yep.
So before they get, as people say, jump the shark, he's going to end it before it gets stale, I think.
Yeah. And I really hope that however many seasons, you know, they want to tell or, you know, are going to use, you know, I have no doubt. I think that they'll be very, I trust that, you know, Favreau and anyone else that, you know, is working on the project will be very responsible in saying, okay, you know, this is, and let's say, okay, the 4th season, I think this is the perfect time to wrap it up. And maybe like, oh, well, you know what, actually, given everything that's going on, given, you know, what was established maybe in the first 2 seasons, hey, there is 6+ seasons worth of content here that'll maintain its quality. great either way for me.
Right.
Especially, you know, and it's not like, you know, sure, maybe The Mandalorian, it is eventually going to end, and that'll be a sad day for sure. But yeah. We have other shows coming. We have the Cassian Andor show, yeah. which I'm very, very interested in, and I'm very much looking forward to checking that out when it comes. But
yeah, and there's rumors that there's going to be a Cara Dune spinoff with, was it Ahsoka?
It might have been, yeah.
It was either Ahsoka or Sabine, but I think it was Ahsoka.
Okay. Yeah.
If I'm wrong and it is Sabine, then sorry. But yeah, I saw that there was a rumor about a spinoff series with them too. So yeah, with all the other stuff that us Star Wars fans are into, and I know a lot of Star Wars fans are also into the MCU.
Right.
We have all those Marvel series coming. Early yes. next year. I think WandaVision is supposed to be the first one to start, I believe, mm-hmm. because we already do have a trailer for that one. So I think that's probably going to be the first one. And I think Loki and then Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So, but I wonder if they're going to have to change the name of that series, because in Endgame, the Falcon became the new Captain America.
Yeah.
So shouldn't they call it Cap in the Winter Soldier? But yeah. Who knows? Maybe they'll do that transition during that series.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll have a bunch of stuff coming to Disney Plus, and I'm pretty sure they're thinking of more for the future. There's just going to be endless content on that Disney Plus, and Disney Plus is going to join Netflix for me, and those are the two streaming services that I will never get rid of.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I have to dump a streaming service so I'm able to get a streaming platform that will give me live sports, it will probably be Hulu, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because if I can find a decently priced streaming service that offers live TV with sports at a reasonable price, I will definitely dump Hulu for that.
Yeah.
Because Hulu is basically, I'm using that to see my live TV shows, but the next day, it's like my on demand. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely think that, with everything, I mean, Star Wars with its potential, like there's just, I feel like unlimited amount of content. Yeah. And also, I don't know if you heard, but I guess in some report or some sort of meeting happened where some higher ups at Disney said that Disney Plus is going to be a big focus for them moving forward.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, the future of a lot of things, not just Marvel, not just Star Wars, just about a lot of anything Disney related,
yeah.
I think it's going to have a home, you know,
at Disney Plus.
Because. So,
especially with the uncertainty of the future of movie theaters,
mm-hmm.
and multiplexes.
Which is a shame, too, by the way, if those end up really largely going away.
Yeah.
And I'll be extremely sad.
Because I worked, yes, I technically still do work at one, even though we've been closed ever since late April.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, I used to work for an AMC mm-hmm. for almost 11 years as a projection, yeah. and that will depress the crap out of me, because that I've always said that was the best job I ever had.
Yeah. Met
most of my good friends there that I'm still friends with today at that job.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'll make me really sad. And if they end up going away, this is the future. That's why I'm not surprised at all that they said, hey, our focus is Disney Plus right now. We have to start focusing on that in case, you know, all the cinemas go away.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame, too. And especially for, you know, 99% of people, too, that can't even replicate anything close to that sort of cinematic experience at home. You know, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. TVs these days are extremely nice. You know, they are great. And you can really do a lot with, you know, comparatively speaking these days for a price for what you can get. But, like, replicating a full-on theater setup with surround sound and everything else, it's just, you know, it's that becomes very, very expensive to do. And obviously a theater can give you that for – it's way more accessible. And I think maybe for that reason alone, that whole cinematic viewing experience, you know, I think that theaters will still be around for – I would hope a long, long time.
Right.
But, you know, you just never know at the end of the day, especially in 2020, you really don't know, you know, what's coming. So,
yeah,
I do hope, though, that, you know, that at least one theater in my town can stay open. We have, you know, a handful of them, and at least one, please, you know, but
I mean, yeah, my town here, we only have the one, we have one, cinema that's a, I believe an eight theater multiplex, and hopefully that one doesn't go away, because if it does, I'll be driving, it's not that far away, it's like maybe 10-15 minute drive up the road to the next town up, which has like three or four multiplexes. So
oh wow,
but still, hopefully that one doesn't close, and hopefully the old movie house that I work at that only has one theater, but we show the movies, I call them the art movies that mainly end up getting nominated for Oscars.
Right.
Getting those movies. And I enjoy that, because for the last couple of years now, I'm not sitting there watching the Oscars going, never heard of this freaking movie.
Right.
But yeah. Now I'm going, yeah, I heard of that movie. And it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like last year's, was it last year's winner? Parasite?
Yeah.
That film that won? Mm-hmm. Our theater had it twice. And I told my wife, I said, it deserves the best picture. She goes, it does? I'm like, yes. I said, I watched it. I said, believe it or not, I watched the movie where I had to read. So.
Yeah.
But it was really good.
Yeah. I still need. I really need to watch Parasite. I do. I've not been really watching a whole lot of movies lately. Well, actually, I take that back. I have been watching a lot of movies lately, but they've all been for my film class, and that's the history of film. So we've been kind of going through it from the beginning, and right now we're in the 50s, 40s, and 50s. So we're not in the 2010s, and I think the last movie we're actually going to watch is Lady Bird. That'll be like the last film we watch. And I'm looking forward to that. I haven't seen it. Really want to watch it. I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah. Now I know which one that is. Yeah, that was a good movie.
So right now we're doing a lot of the film noir stuff, like from the 40s and 50s, which is really, it's been really good. I actually watched a movie called, what was it? I forgot the name of it. But it was like a 1940s film noir film. How did I forget? Let me look it up real quick. But anyways, I don't even remember. Oh yeah, we were talking about theaters in general. I hope they do stick around. And I don't know. While I try to remember the name of this thing, one thing too, and I didn't even realize this was announced all the way back in August, and I feel completely dumb for just now, like within the past week, realizing it, but the Lego Holiday Special, also coming to Disney Plus. I'm very, very much excited about that. I was reading some articles early today on it from StarWars.com, and it sounds like a great time. What are your thoughts on that so far?
I can't wait. Actually, to tell the people the truth, I've been waiting since 1978 for another Star Wars holiday themed special.
Yeah.
Lego just makes it that much better. And to see the voice talents that are involved, Anthony Daniels is going to be 3PO. Mm-hmm. You have Rose Tico is going to be in it, and it is going to be Kelly Marie Tran.
Yeah.
So happy that she's coming back and she's not letting a couple trolls, you know, scare her away from being involved with Star Wars again.
Yeah.
And I think Billy Dee Williams, I think I saw his name on there. Back. He's going to be doing Lando.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness, this just looks like a fun time. And
you missed a big one too, I think, that is also coming back. James Arnold Taylor is coming back as Obi-Wan.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes. James Arnold Taylor from the Clone Wars. Yes.
And the guy who does the Clone Wars. Obi-Wan. I can't think of his.
D. Bradley Baker.
Yeah, D. Bradley Baker will also be voicing the clone troopers too. Now, so it really is going to be, I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and I don't think Daisy Ridley is going to be Rey. And I don't think John Boyega, because I think Finn's in it too.
Yeah, he is.
I don't think those two will be back, even though that would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have been cool, but I think, understand.
But I think they're going to get pretty good replicas of those voices because I have faith in the animation community because recently, I don't know how many of you watch Family Guy out there.
Oh, yes, I love Family Guy.
Mike Henry, for the longest time, voiced one of my favorite characters, Cleveland. And I did not know this until, I don't know, maybe season 6 or 7 of Family Guy, that Mike Henry was white. And eventually, with these times that we're going through in 2020, Mike Henry, just like Hank Azaria did at The Simpsons, he's done doing a stereotypical, you know, a poo.
Right, right.
Which I don't blame him at all for stepping away from that character. Mm-hmm. Mike Henry said, I feel that it's time that Cleveland is voiced by a voice actor of color.
Okay.
And they actually found the new voice actor they found on YouTube. This guy apparently was on just YouTube, like doing impersonations of different cartoon characters. Wow. And when I heard his Cleveland, I was like, damn, that sounds just like Mike Henry.
Yeah.
So I don't think fans are going to even miss Mike Henry doing the voice because this new actor, he's got it down pat.
Awesome.
So and they found him on YouTube. Regular guy. Now that's really cool. This is his big break.
That's awesome. Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, so I have faith that Disney, if Seth MacFarlane can find someone, Disney, you can find some good Ray, or I shouldn't even say Ray, I should say Daisy Ridley and John Boyega impersonators. So
yeah. And even on that same note too, I feel like with it being Lego, there's plenty of room for some, you know, some creative changes, right? Like, it's Lego. They can, I think, if they get it within the ballpark of each voice, for me, that's good enough. Like, it's Lego. I grew up playing, you know, like the Lego Star Wars Complete Saga, where there was no dialogue and it was just each character kind of making a sound on occasion in a cutscene. So, like, I'm used to no dialogue with nothing at all that resembles their voice. So, if it's in the ballpark and it's Lego, it is good enough for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really am not at all worried about that. I think they'll do great. You know, it's kind of, I look back, you know, a lot of people were really worried with Alden Ehrenreich whenever he was, you know, becoming Solo, right, for the movie.
Right.
And we got there and it turned out that he was like the perfect choice for that because it turned out really, really well. I think that's kind of the same situation here. So
yeah. And I was one of the big people that were on the, and I'm going to forget his name here too. Let me look him up real quick. He was in the Age of Adeline, I believe, playing a younger Harrison Ford.
Okay. And
he does, yeah, this guy was on YouTube too, and he was doing a dead on Harrison Ford impersonation.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, yes, I'm all on board for getting this guy and, you know, having him do a young Solo. But I was just like, you know what? No, I don't want someone that's going to be, you know, doing a Solo impersonation. I want an actor that's going to take it and make it his own.
Right.
And yes, Alden had a good, he did the he had the mannerisms down of Harrison Ford.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that to me is more important than the voice. But he even, as the film went on, I just started hearing a young Harrison Ford's voice coming out of him because his mannerisms were so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and even, I mean, Harrison praised him as well on his performance and, you know, gave him his blessing. So, and unfortunately, I cannot find this dude's name. I even have the cast of The Age of Adeline up here, and none of these names are actually jumping out at me. Like, if I saw his name, I would remember and go, oh, yeah, that was a dude. Huh. Maybe I'm thinking of a different movie he was in.
Yeah. Well, I do remember...
Anthony and Gruber.
Okay.
That's the dude's name. There, I had to go all the way to the end of the cast list. He wasn't even, I guess, top billing.
Wow.
But, yeah, I was just like, all of a sudden I saw, oh, young William Jones. Okay, that's the dude. But, yeah, people were saying that he should have been playing Solo because of his impersonation. But you know what? That would have ended up just being, like I said, a guy doing it and comedic impersonation. And I think that's how we would eventually saw it. And Solo wouldn't have been as good as it was. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but the name of the movie I was just remembering was, it was Detour.
Okay.
Came out in 1945. It had a remake, I think, in the 80s or 90s as well. But yeah. We watched the original one, the one from 1945. And it was good. I really liked it. It was, I guess, from an era of Hollywood, or at least at that time, there was something called Poverty Row of filmmaking, which was like the very kind of bottom of the barrel type of studios. And hey, if that was bottom of the barrel for the day, I still thought it was really good. I thought the writing was good. It was a really interesting concept. I liked it. So if that's what Poverty Row was making back in the day, hey, I think that shows how much you can do with little to no money, relatively speaking.
Cause right.
It was really good. But I'm trying to think. I pulled up my entire film list. And I'm trying to think. We're going to watch Night of the Living Dead. That's going to be something.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're watching that. Let's see, what else are we watching? We're watching The Little Girl Who Sold the Sun. Never heard of that before.
Yeah, never heard of that
one. And then, yeah, our last week of class, at the end of kind of middle towards end of November, is going to be Lady Bird.
Okay.
So, which a Greta Gerwig movie, of course. And I've not seen a Greta Gerwig movie before, so I am looking forward to, getting to finally watch one. I think it's about time, considering how like contemporary and like modern relevant relevancy it has to, film. I very much look forward to seeing it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like we said, as we wind down this episode, is we don't have any shortage of new stuff not to look forward to here in the next, I would say, till the end of the year.
Yeah. So
hopefully all this stuff will take our minds off of, all the stuff that's going on and get us to the end of the year. And we could all stay up on December 31st to make sure 2020 gets the hell out.
Yep. I really hope something along the lines of like, hashtag kickout 2020, comes around towards the end of December. Just something fantastic like that.
Right.
Like
I was telling Tristan before we started recording, everybody is on edge right now because of the election and everything coming up. And, we never really talk political stuff on here anyway, but this isn't really political, but I'm just saying everybody's on edge.
Right, and yeah.
It actually showed up on last week's Saturday Night Live. I don't know how many people watched it. I don't know how many other people out there are Bill Burr fans, but that's one reason I decided to watch it last week. During the Weekend Update segment, Kate McKinnon and Colin Jost both broke character, even though Colin Jost is actually playing a version of himself as the Weekend Update news anchor. Mm-hmm. Colin Jost actually called Kate by her real name. He asked Kate if she was okay, because towards the end of their little segment there, things started going off the wire, and she couldn't stop laughing. And Kate ended up saying, obviously, I'm not okay, and looked at the camera and just tried to explain that this is how she's coping. She has a bunch of wigs and facial hair, fake facial hair that she likes to put on and play characters to get her frustrations out. And I guess this particular skit just broke her, I guess, that she was just like laughing so much and she just went off the rails. So yeah, everybody's on edge, and hopefully, like I said, all this stuff that we're getting will take our minds off of it till the end of the year. And then before we know it, we'll have kicked 2020 out, and hopefully 2021 will be a much, much better year.
I think so. I hope so. I mean, how can it get any worse, actually?
Yeah.
I mean, normally I'd be very hesitant to say that, but like, I actually, you know, how can it get worse?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to make something worse than 2020 personally. I guess maybe total nuclear annihilation. That's not the only thing.
If we all go.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. So I, you know, we just, there were some good bits of, you know, entertainment that came out in 2020. I mean, we did get Clone Wars season 7. We're getting Mando season 2. There were some good things entertainment wise. I feel like that kind of saved everyone in the sense that at least we had something to escape to. You know, we had something at the very least that we could go to take our minds off of. And, you know, it's just with Star Wars and really any fandom, any franchise that anyone's into, I just hope that they were able to find some good escapism and some good kind of just, they would hit the reset button. You know, they were able to, you know, refresh themselves and enjoy something, you know, in the rare bits of enjoyment we're able to get out of this year. I'd hope that, you know, Mandalorian is able to bring everyone together, maybe hopefully, you know, bring some happiness and some enjoyment to everyone. Same with the holiday special. Same with anything that's coming out, you know, no matter Star Wars or otherwise, whatever people are going to be watching or digesting this this winter season. Yeah. I just hope that it's able to bring some joy to everyone. So.
And I am almost positive, too, that Netflix and Disney Plus will give us some really nice holiday-themed shows or movies for us to keep our minds off of stuff too, because it was Netflix last year had that, was it called the Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell playing Santa Claus?
I can't recall actually,
but I really like that one. I saw the trailer and I'm like, Kurt Russell playing Santa Claus, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love Kurt Russell and I knew his version of Santa Claus was going to be right there. You know, he kept it family friendly, but also, you know, he was Kurt Russell. So,
right.
But yeah, it was a good movie, good, you know, holiday movie. And like I said, I'm pretty sure Netflix and Disney Plus will give us some nice original holiday content to keep our minds off of stuff while we're waiting for the next episode of Mandalorian. Because I'm pretty sure they're going to go week to week again on the Mando.
Oh, yeah. I think so for sure. So,
because I think that worked out so well the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. But that holiday special, I think I'll be watching that a couple different times before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like we said, it does look really good.
It does. So, yeah, just we got to keep on powering through 2020, get it out, kick it out, and enjoy what we can. Yeah, and just hope that 2021 brings better fortune for everyone across the board. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
Put this year in the rearview mirror, and hopefully, I mean, with all the stuff that did happen, hopefully we don't forget about it. We learn lessons from it, but just think about it less. Just like when September 11th happened in 2001, I couldn't wait for, ever since that day, I couldn't wait for 2001 to end.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, we should never forget what happened because we learned lessons and stuff like that, but we could put it in the review mirror and try to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. We should definitely take lessons. Hopefully everyone, you know, was way more aware of, you know, if not pandemics, just basic, you know, sanitation. You know, hopefully moving forward, whenever the world does go back to, you know, whatever we would consider normal now.
Right.
Hopefully everyone does, you know, maybe they bring around a bottle of hand sanitizer with them now, you know.
Right.
Maybe they're more conscious of touching things in public, right? Like,
yeah.
Maybe these sorts of things will end up, you know, hopefully in 2021, 2022, hey, look, you know, the flu rates and the cold rates, you know, are now down because now everyone's, you know, using hand sanitizer, washing their hands, and just overall being more aware and cautious.
Right.
You know, maybe there will be some silver linings like that that come out of it. That's what I hope for.
Yep, that's what I think hopefully the positive that comes out of 2020 is moving forward. Like you said, less people getting the flu every year, less people getting sick every year because this taught us, like, hey, I didn't realize how much I didn't wash my hands.
Right.
And I should have hand sanitizer at my desk or at home here and use it, you know, every so often. Because, yeah, when I went back to work at the office, you darn right I took a bottle of hand sanitizer with me.
Yeah.
And I keep it at my desk. And every time I go to the restroom, I wash my hands at the restroom. And when I get back to my desk, I actually use a hand sanitizer too.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm doubling up. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can never be too clean, it seems, in this day and age. And every day, just, you know, just get through it, get through the day.
Yeah.
And I think hopefully the holidays will be here before we know it. We can all take some time off.
Yeah.
And just be done with it.
Right. So. Well, at least Christmas and New Year's this year falls on the weekend. And everyone will have, hopefully, a nice long weekend those weekends and take time and just chill. So
I know that's what I'm going to be doing. I hope that I can get my hands on a PS5 relatively shortly after launch. So that's, you know, that way when I'm out for a break on the semester, I can really just hang out. You know, there's been so many games I've been wanting to play, you know, on the PlayStation, and I can do that and, you know, just enjoy, you know, the semester being over. Enjoy the year being over and just be happy.
Yep. Yeah. So I guess to wind down this episode, I guess just a reminder, you know, wash your hands if you're able, you know, just stay at home.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just take time to chill as well. Just relax. We're all in this together. We'll all get through this together. So better days are hopefully ahead.
I very much think they are. My glass is definitely half full in that regard, that I think that 2021 is going to be, you know, the dawn of a new age per se, right? Like the light on the horizon, and it's going to hopefully welcome us with warm arms, and it'll be a huge step up from where we were in 2020.
Right.
So with that, guys and girls and whoever is listening, maybe your pets too, who knows, to everyone. Until next time, we very much look forward to getting back on the mic, and we very much look forward to being able to talk about, I guess that would be the first episode of The Mando, maybe, the next time when we hop on. So
that premieres on the 30th, day before Halloween.
Yeah. So.
And remember, everyone, Halloween's on a Saturday this year, so.
It is.
And
it
we
is.
Get an extra hour of it because we fall an hour behind.
Ah, more sleep. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep. And it's a full moon.
Oh.
So the actual perfect scenario for a Halloween falls on a year that sucks.
Hey. Maybe it's one golden nugget in the rough here.
That's right.
For us. But I definitely need to get my my spooky on this next 2 weeks. I really want to watch the what was it, the 2016 Halloween? Is that when it came out? Was it 2017?
Rob Zombies?
The newest one, yeah.
Oh, the newest one.
Yeah.
That was, wow, was it that long ago?
Maybe it was 2017. Maybe it was 20. I feel like it's 2017 Halloween.
It has to be because that's the last, isn't that the? That was one of the last times my wife and I were able to go down to the shore in October because we actually saw that movie down there at the shore.
It was 2018.
Okay, 2018, yeah.
And weirdly enough, it's going to be airing. Is that true? Apparently, it's airing at one of my theaters here in town.
Oh, cool.
So that might be big screen. Yeah, that might be something to do here.
Because, yeah, that's the movie we went to that year when we were able to actually go down to the beach for our anniversary week, and we're both horror movie freaks, so we went to see Halloween.
Yeah, no, I loved the 2018 Halloween. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait
for the new one, too. They're doing a sequel.
They're doing a sequel.
Yes.
I thought they would. I would.
Supposed to be picking up right where the last one left off.
Nice. So. I will very much look forward to that. I hope that they are able to continue their success.
Yeah.
So with that, we will sign off. Once again, I'm Tristan.
I'm Jeff.
And may the force be with you.
Always.
Give the evacuation code signal.
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
Life is about passions.
Thank you for sharing ours.
This has been the CantoCast.
May the force be with you.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.